together, and it's been going on for over 7 years. I have such honor for him. He just not only gives to his own team with some of the top leaders in the whole company on his team, he gives across right across the boards to all of us, and he's been on this adventure lately of self-development, of really delving in, going into a whole new direction in his life. He's speeding down the highway, and then all of a sudden he goes, whoop, I'm going to go over there, and he turns right and takes the road less traveled. It's just really exciting to be a part of his adventure here. So I'd like to turn the call over to the homecoming prince of 1980 who still loves to play fuzzball. I get to turn it over to Lenny Evans.
Thank you, dear Donna. Oh, hello, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Happy Tuesday. It's so great to be here. I'm just so grateful right now. And, you know, it's just always interesting. Let's all take a breath together to kind of reset because we've got a lot going on. Had a busy week. Big day yesterday when, you know, Monday's always big for most people. So just breathe in and out. I'm so grateful that I learned how to slow down and take a breath. I have this interesting thing that happens to me. Udonna said I'm going down the road sometimes and I decide to turn left or right. What I did is I discovered breathing. And I really practiced it. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of breaths. I mean, we all do, but very few of them are on purpose. And I've discovered that if I breathe in deep and I ask myself a question, if the answer is, if I ask and I want to go in a certain direction and the answer is good and right for my soul, I feel expansive. I feel open. And if the answer is not good for my soul, I feel constriction. I feel shallowness. It's just the most interesting tool I've probably ever come across for knowing what's right in the moments that I just make decisions. And in the present moment, I make my decisions. So this call is a lot about being in the present moment and helping you get there too, because it's your ability to function in that place that can make the biggest difference in every hour of every day. So having said that, let's take one more breath in and breathe out. And Tuesdays are a glorious day because we turn it over to Udonna Power, who is so amazing. You know, you need to really, you know, read the books that she writes and follow her. She's brilliant, and I'm so grateful for our friendship because she helps me be better, and she has a way of helping us understand things in a way that maybe we didn't consider before, and that is worth, well, it's priceless. So, Udonna, good morning.
Good morning, Lenny. And boy, you just said something profound. I mean, the fact that when you want a yes or a no from your body, because our bodies never lie. Mm. Our bodies always tell the truth. And I've been studying with a man who says you want to be able to check in with your body to find out whether you get a yes or a no answer if you want to make a decision. So this concept, and sometimes I miss that, you know, because I guess I don't breathe deeply enough. But, and sometimes I get it loud and clear, but that's profound. The fact that you ask a yes or a no question for something in front of you, and then you breathe deeply and you wait to see how your body responds. That's a gift of a lifetime. Thank you for sharing that. Wow. So to go on with what I wanted to do was continue on our little, what we call an interview from last week, because it was so fascinating. We were talking about the difference between your life before and now. And specifically, I think we ended somewhere around the concept of you had franchises before that you were running, and now you have what I call a franchise. You have a home-based business. And we were talking about the difference between that, and I would just like you to quickly bring us up to speed in what you would term the physical difference, and then we want to segue into the philosophical difference.
Well, this is fun. I'm really grateful we're doing this, Udonna, because it helps me also organize my thoughts about why I'm so deeply grateful and so intensely passionate to share with other humans that are searching something that I found. So let me start with this. I was so all in my franchise, just to make it really clear so nobody thinks I wasn't all in. Like, when I say I'm all in this company called Isagenics, it means that if I bump into a sharp object and it hits my arm, that what I bleed is green. That's what all in means. I remember hanging out with a lot of Mary Kay ladies when they were investigating Isagenics, and we always would kid that if they bumped into something, they would bleed pink. They were all in, okay? And so I'm all in. And so, but when I tell you where I was with these franchises, it was all I knew. I had given up everything for these. I had given up my career as a high school teacher. I had given up everything. I threw in the towel. I quit my job. I jumped in. So I was bound and determined to make it work. That's who I am. And there was a lot of money riding on it, my investment, my in-laws' investment. We had to make it work. So let me just tell you this real quick. And this is something Jimmy Smith helped me with, you, Donna. And I hope it's going to make a lot of sense in a moment. Without going into a lot of details about what it was like to open a franchise, you needed to be an expert in three areas. You might want to write this down. This is really profound. You had to be an expert in three areas to run your own small business. Really, to run any business, this is a business according to Lenny, but it's going to make a lot of sense to you. See if you own a business or have had a business and if any of this makes sense. Number one, you have to be an expert manager, operator, and marketer. In other words, I came up with this philosophy that every business needed a really good mom, M-O-M. Doesn't everybody need a great mom? In this case, the acronym stands for management, operations, and marketing. So what I was looking for was simple. Someone that was an expert at managing things. All things. The management, the payroll, the taxes, the ordering, perfection. I'm not asking for much. Just perfection and not running out of any food or anything ever. Operations, same type of thing, like, you know, employees, scheduling, making sure that, you know, I would have about 30 employees per restaurant. You know, when are they working? How are they doing it? How do you evaluate them? How do you lead them into greatness and so that you're getting the best out of them? You know, I just need someone that's an expert operationally. I'm not looking for, you know, a miracle, just someone that's an expert in marketing. An expert, like, is not afraid to go into every business every day, take a full hour of their day and walk into every business and say, hey, you know, I'm Udonna, I own this restaurant, here are some menus, come and visit us. Someone that would do that every day. Oh. So I wasn't looking for much, but I was looking for extraordinary people, extraordinary. Because if they weren't extraordinary in this particular business model, they were doomed for failure. And I'm explaining this one day to Jimmy Smith. And Jimmy looks at me and says, wow, you've found something pretty profound. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, well, you were looking for extraordinary people, right? I'm like, yeah. He goes, and what were you helping them do? I said, oh, probably make like ordinary income at best. So my old model in the franchise world was that I was always on the hunt. I was always looking for extraordinary humans. And when I found one and they qualified, and I qualified them, then I would help them make ordinary income. And then, lo and behold, in 2004, kicking and screaming, I find this new model called Isagenics. And the model, Udonna, is exactly backwards. But is it backwards? Or is it really just forwards and I was backwards? See, I didn't know. I was so confused. Because what Isagenics offered me was an exact answer to the exact opposite of what I'd always been looking for. Now, let me review. I had over 15 years of my life, I had been searching the globe for extraordinary people, and I would help them make ordinary income. When I found Isagenics, my business model flipped, not just kind of, sort of, but exactly 180 degrees the other direction. Because, listen, I was now looking for ordinary people, just ordinary people, and I could show them how to make extraordinary income. It was revolutionary, Udonna.
It is revolutionary. It's amazing. And what's amazing to me is that how many people are lining up to open a franchise, and they don't understand this component that you're talking about right now. And I back in the 60s, there was a whole lawsuit that went on between Ray Kroc of McDonald's and the U.S. government. They wanted to shut him down because they said the franchises were Ponzi schemes or something like that. They were considered to be what those are, pyramid schemes. Do you remember that? Do you remember anything about that?
Oh, of course, yeah. I was the vice president of a franchise. I had to study every law, every rule that was ever ruled in our favor.
So the history of that is going to the same history that we all run into this whole debacle of people saying, oh, but it's network marketing. Mm-hmm. However, what you're saying from your personal experience and the willingness to flip and be open, mentally open, is that this is a much improved business model than a franchise. Am I hearing you correctly? Isagenix is?
Isagenix is what?
A much improved business model. Just looking at
model. Let me. Can I go on?
Yeah, please. Sorry. Uh huh.
Okay. So you said something interesting. You said the franchise model went through it, and network marketing is going through it. I don't think so. Not for me. It's not. It's done. There is no argument. There is no issue. The issue only existed in my head. And so when I let it go, it was released for me. So it's not something that's coming up that I'm projecting onto anybody anymore, because I found the greatest business model in the history of the world. I have found it. I know it. And I want you to write down a few things, because this could be one of those things that blows your mind, because I just always want to bring things back to the lowest common denominator of why we should be doing something. So write down, and this is brand new off the press. I was just talking to Kathy Coover about this the other day, and she loves it. I call it the 6 critical characteristics. There's 6 things that set Isagenix apart above the whole entire universe, where there's nothing to prove, but the more times you can have a conversation about these 6 things each day, the further and faster you're going to move ahead in your life. Now, I'm being really serious here, because I've taken these 6 and I looked at my old model, my franchise model, and any franchise model for that matter, and any real business model. And from Nike to Samsung to the iPhone, I'm telling you, these 6 critical characteristics of a product or a service are really remarkable. And you've heard me talk about a few of them, but some just have come just recently. And so here's what I want to just throw, there's 6 words, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, just each number has a word. And then I'm going to briefly go over it, then I'll turn it back to you, because this is huge. Number 1, visual. Number 2, emotional. Number 3, consumable. Number 4, essential. Number 5, affordable. Number 6, sustainable. That's my new yummy word. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Wait till I get to it. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1 is visual, 2 is emotional, 3 is consumable, 4 is essential, 5 is affordable, 6 is sustainable. Now, what am I talking about? When's the last time you consumed a product from Whole Foods, from Target, from your favorite store, your favorite shopping experience online, from Sapos to getting shoes to whatever? Okay, think about it for a second. And a franchise, whatever that is for you, whatever the way is, your favorite things in your life. I want you to think about the favorite things in your life. Now, here's my question for you, simply this. Did the product that you're consuming, that you're using, that you're in love with, how did it match up on this, on the 6 critical characteristics? In other words, when you put this product on or in your body or used its surface, did you, number 1, visually look different when you looked in the mirror? Let's say within a week. Did you visually look different within a week? Number 2, did you emotionally feel different within a week? Number 3, did you consume it? In other words, within that week, did you consume it sufficiently that you're going to probably have to place another order because you see that you're using it and loving it? Is it consumable? That's a yes or no for the most part. I'm going to give you an example in a moment. Number four, is it essential to your life? Does it provide an essential aspect of your life? Number five, is it affordable? Because we do know that it has to be affordable. And number six, wait for it, is it sustainable in your life? Is it something that's going to be able to be sustained in your life? So let's just take, my new pair of shoes. I just bought a really cool pair of shoes for the half marathon. It's a long story, but they're called Newtons. You don't need to investigate them. They're like Nikes, but they're different technology for a different style of running. So let me go with the Newtons because they're the hottest shoe. They're one of the hottest brands in the world right now. Okay, Newtons are. Let's just go through. Did they visually make me look different? Well, yeah, they're kind of cool. They're like orange. So they made me visually look a little different. Just my feet, though. Okay, don't get carried away. It's not a high score on the visual. Number two, emotional. Yeah, I was pretty excited. It was like when I was a little boy and my mom would buy me new shoes. And I go, Mom, are they fast shoes? Are they fast? They're fast shoes, huh, Mom? And so I liked fast shoes, but all little boys love new shoes because they're fast, you know. So emotionally, I did get that little moment of, yeah, they're fast, but it kind of was, you know, didn't last long. So I didn't get a high score emotional, but I got a score. Number three, are they consumable? Well, here's what they say. They'll last forever. Like the shock absorber in the ball of the foot when you learn how to do chi running, which is what I'm learning, they never wear out. So they're good for a while. I'm not going to have to buy any new Newtons for a while. I think you get like 10,000 miles. I don't even know. So it gets a bad score, number three. Number four, essential. Essential. Let me think. There's a new shoe called Hoka that Mary loves and Rhonda got, and they're awesome, man. So do I essentially need Newtons? No, there's probably about 10 to 20 really hot brands, Asics and Nikes and Hokas. Oh, my. I'm not going to say they're essential at all because I saw two guys running in front of me in the half marathon last Sunday barefoot. Yeah, let me go ahead and just say that again. Barefoot for 13.1 miles. Look, I don't understand. There are certain things when you see them, you just have to shrug your shoulders because I'm not going to sign up for that class as to why they're doing that. Yeah, I'm just not going to go there. I would spend really important brain cells trying to think about why somebody would run a marathon, you know, barefoot. But anyway, back to number five. Is it affordable? They're really expensive shoes, but they last a long time. So that's that old dichotomy, you know, do you spend better, you know, more money on the things that are going to last longer? And lastly, is it sustainable? You know, that's a good question on that one. Is it sustainable to always buy Newtons? Well, probably, especially if you're really into running. But let's take Isagenix for a second and see how the story goes for you. When you put Isagenix in your body that first day, second day, third day, seventh day, did you visually look different in the mirror on a scale of 1 to 10? Ding, 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 ding. Number two, did you emotionally feel different on a scale of 1 to 10? Oh, my goodness. Number three, had you consumed it sufficiently to see that you better probably move your auto chip up? You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever run out of shake? Holy Hannah, don't let it happen to anyone you love. Okay, I'm just saying, it gets another 10 on that one. Every 30 days we got to order. Actually, you should be set up for a 28-day auto ship. That's another training. Number four, is it essential to life? Is food essential to life? And is the best food in the world essential to life? I've been going for 10 years, and my favorite meal is a chocolate shake with organic peanut butter and a little bit of banana. Organic, of course. Oh, yum. Number five, is it affordable? Is it affordable? Oh, my gosh. I mean, when you stop to think, when you stop to actually think that a meal can be $2.85, $2.86, $2.87 a meal, you got to be kidding me. It gets epic. It gets absolutely awesome. So affordability factor is higher than can be, and sustainability, is Isagenix sustainable? Well, we've been going for 12 years, going on 13 years, and we've never even had a hiccup. You know, John Anderson, Jim Coover, Kathy Coover, they spend their days worrying about things like this. Not worrying, I shouldn't say, but Udonna, this business model, I've never seen anything like it. Not in any franchise, not in any traditional business, not in corporate America, not in any other even network marketing company. It's revolutionary, and this conversation deserves to be had with as many people as possible. That's Operation Freedom to me.
Oh, thank you. That's amazing. Thank you. I agree with you. These are the kind of, like P.K. Smith said something once. He says you just want to have as many quality conversations as you can. And I think with when people understand this, see the difference here and the how you set this up, this is wonderful, Lenny. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, I think we're almost at the top of the hour here, and I'm, you know, this is your expertise and your insight is rare, and I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time. So thank you. I think we should probably. This is the end of the call because we're almost at 9 o'clock.
Yes, we've been going for about 17, 18 minutes, and here's the thing, Udonna.
Yes.
I love talking about this, and so with that, I want to challenge everybody, and I want to thank you for asking the questions, and I want to challenge you. You know, I'm really excited about this thing I'm calling Operation Freedom, where we have, you know, as many conversations as we can each day.
Ooh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm saying 100 conversations, 100 days, but here's the thing. When you really get to the bottom of like the 6 critical characteristics I just shared with you, and you
uh-huh.
start practicing uh-huh. talking about those 6 things with your goldfish, with your cat, with your dog, with your mom, with your family, just call them up and say, oh my gosh, I need to practice this on you. I've been talking about something Don Neuner shared with me a long time ago, and he said, until you've done something 10 times, you haven't really, we call it ETR, earn the right to have an opinion. You don't, and you know, I've only done, you know, a couple of races now, and I'm feeling like I have an opinion. But then Dave and Mary are like, dude, when you do 10, just like what you say, when you do 10, you really have an opinion. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. So my goal, my challenge is, you know, how many times can you guys have this conversation? If you really feel like you have found something profound, that it fits into your life, that it's something that you see being sustainable for you, fun for you, replacing income for you, helping you have a better quality of life for you, then there's a chance that by you reaching out and serving other people and making other people aware of this, you know, it's Isagenix to me is so sustainable that it's just simply this. I really am going to stand by my statement that I'm about to deliver. The only people that aren't in Isagenix and aren't using Isagenix like we all are, the only people that are not currently using it like we are people that don't know about it yet. That's the truth. And so no one has had a loving conversation with them about it yet to show them what it is, or I really truly believe they'd be using it because it's so brilliant. It's so sustainable. It's so good for you. So, guys, with that, you know, how many conversations are you willing to have today? Let's take one breath to end, and when that name or face pops into your mind, have a big smile around it, and maybe that's a person that you're supposed to reach out to today. And remember, it might not be that person that's going to lock arms with you and go the distance, but it might be somebody that they know. That's the miracle. The miracle lays in following the inspiration. The name comes, you call the name to see why the name came. And then you follow that in pure light and love. And it might not be that person, but it might be someone they know. And so you ask that question too. Hey, maybe it's not you. Maybe it's someone you know that doesn't know me, that's looking for the thing that I have. And you're patient and you breathe and you send love. That's what's going on here. So I'm so excited for all of you. So let's unmute the lines. Let's do a 1, 2, 3 Isagenix and take on our Tuesday. Here we go. Okay, we are live. 1, 2, 3.
Isagenix.
Isagenix.